Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today's topic is Aero Workflow, a product that we believe is well positioned for firms that have heavy CAS practices. So, Brian, what would you suggest our listeners should know about Aero Workflow?
Aero is really, from everything I've seen on it and everything I've looked at on it and examined on it, it appears to be focused more on bookkeeping workflows, like you said, and much less focused on typical accounting firm workflows. Okay. And I'm sure you could make it work in accounting firm workflows and so forth, but this is a, you know, this product is probably the least expensive of any of the products that we have. That we've talked about in here. They've got probably the widest range of integrations with other applications. But again, let me read out the integrations to you here, because those integrations are primarily focused on client accounting and CAS. So QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Desktop, Bill.com, Gusto, Expensify, HubDoc, Intuit Online Payroll, LivePlan, Method CRM, Practice Ignition, Dext, the former Receipt Bank, Tally, an expense reporting tool that's part of the roll-up that's out there, and then Noify, and then they've got an API. So I don't think there is much, you know, although they've got a lot of things where they look like a platform. I don't think they're as much of a platform as Carbon is, but they also don't come with the price that Carbon does of $50 to $100 a month per user.
Yeah, understood. In fact, just a few more integrations. The old T-Sheets product now, I think, called properly QuickBooks Time, Zapier is an integration. And then, of course, the Microsoft 365, still Office 365, if you know it that way. And then, of course, the Google Workplace, the G Suite family of products. So in effect, and Canon Scanner. So the integrations are what they are. But you are right, Brian, in terms of price performance, the sole proprietor version of this is $39 a month. The small firm product, which they claim to be for 2 to 5 users, is $79 a month. And when you jump 6 and above, then it's $149 a month. Again, a wonderful value in terms of what's included in the product. All levels of the product provide unlimited customers, unlimited tasks, unlimited templates, and unlimited contacts. So that's a good thing. But libraries, which by the way are crowdsourced, are often provided by practitioners who solved a problem and publish it up into the libraries here. So the vendor claims free setup, training, support. I think they do a pretty good job on that. But if you want the premium libraries, you need to pay an additional $40 per month in the sole proprietor and small firm versions. And in the large firm version, you pay an extra $80 a month. Still, wonderful values in terms of the basic pricing. Now, the feature set, again, is very strongly focused around CAS processes. And it basically is intended to let you set up task templates and procedures and do recurring work on a pretty regular basis. So again, makes perfect sense in my mind, Brian, that if you've got monthly financials, if you've got weekly payrolls, if you've got quarterly, you know, 941s, it seems to do those particular tasks well. So if your practice is around this CAS world, bookkeeping world, again, a nice fit. And that's where the founder came from and where they still practice.
Yeah, and the thing I would suggest to you here is this is really feels like more of a Microsoft to-do plus checklist platform, I guess is the kind of the way I would look at it. And it's again, relatively simplistic here. You've got, again, you have a number of templates, you have a library in there. It really feels almost like a association of practitioners that are focused on this practice area that also has a software backend that many of them share.
Yeah, understood. In fact, I know the legacy on this. We won't tell that story for this podcast, but fundamentally, the tool is intended to organize services. And we know a number of practitioners that have used it for that, to schedule those recurring tasks that I'd mentioned in our prior iteration here. Also to schedule one-time tasks and organized projects and resources are all pretty much in the main capabilities here. Further, doing tracking, so you can track work in process or track time or track performance on projects or by people, those things are all pretty much in place with the product as well. Now, there is a variety of resources that Aero Workflow makes available. They have their own blogs and webinars and do their own certification and so forth, and do have an onboarding service. The product has an API. So, I think this is philosophically in the realm of the digital plumbing and silos that you've talked about for some years, Brian, where we create a product and we count on other products to fill in the gaps. So again, I wouldn't want you to come to Aero thinking that you're going to get everything covered. Whereas other platforms we talk about, you pretty much have everything you need except tax or whatever.
And on this one, their portal that they recommend is Smart Vault. Okay, so this is, again, that just reemphasizes some of the Intuit relationship that this one has. I think it fits very well for client bookkeeping. And if you look again at their integrations, they're centered around solving that problem. This isn't going to be a replacement for a audit engagement management system or for a audit and tax scheduling tool like Empire Suite or something like that. So it's it's solving a different problem.
Yeah. So if you have a practice where your focus is CAS and you want a workflow management tool for that, and by the way, although it's not intuitive, if you use a flat rate billing module, this product actually tends to do a little better on those features as opposed to the traditional time and billing module or process. Just recognize that Aero Workflow could be a solution for you at a relatively inexpensive price point. So Brian, I guess I'm just thinking about other things our listeners might need or want to know. What else should we let them know about Aero?
I think you could probably use it beyond just the client bookkeeping, but because of the emphasis that we've seen in it and so forth, I think that's part of what's going on with this. Great product, great integrations, but again, you've got it's an interesting tool. And I think that it fits, especially for people that are doing a lot of CAS, doing a lot with QuickBooks Online and QuickBooks Desktop.
Yeah, understood. Well, you know, again, the product has been around for a little over 10 years at this point, and, you know, was based on, you know, experience in other products. So if you're looking for a product that's been designed by accountants to be used in this world of CAS, we think this is a good product to consider. And we do have some other practice management products in your future technology lab, and we'll see you on another one of those podcasts. I hate to say it, things always go so fast when we're talking together, and our time is up for today, but we will be back with another version of Technology Lab in the near future. Thanks for being with us today.
See you next time.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.